felt Emmett stiffen next to me, and I wondered at his reaction to the word. It meant something more to the three of them than it did to me, who wanted to understand. There was no opening for me to ask. "Pull over, Edward!" Alice's tone was reasonable, but there was a ring of authority in it I'd never heard before. The speedometer inched past 120. "Do it, Edward!" "Listen to me, Alice. I saw his mind. Tracking is his passion, his obsession, and he wants her, Alice, her specifically. He begins the hunt tonight." "He doesn't know where—" he interrupted her. "How long do you think it will take him to cross her scent in town?" His plan was already set before the words were out of Laurent's mouth. I gasped, knowing where my scent would lead. "Charlie! You can't leave him there! You can't leave him!" I thrashed against the harness. "She's right," Alice said. The car slowed slightly. "Let's just look at our options for a minute," Alice coaxed. The car slowed again, more noticeably, and then suddenly we screeched to a stop on the shoulder of the highway. I flew against the harness and then slammed back into the seat. "There are no options," Edward hissed. "I'm not leaving Charlie," I yelled. He ignored me completely. "We have to take her back," Emmett finally spoke.